BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott here. I'm not on the radio today because I'm rehearsing for Strictly Come Dancing. Ha! Here's what happened when I spoke to Dev from backstage at Strictly.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know, a lot of you are quite worried. You're concerned. You want to know. You want updates, so we can do that for you right now. Hi, Scott.
What are people worried about? That's got me worried.
They're just worried about your general well-being. Actually, so hang on, that didn't sound right. They're just nervous and excited for you, Scott. That's what I meant.
Okay, cool. I don't like the word worried at this stage, because that's just going to make me worry.
You do sound anxious.
Would you be?
Yes, I'd be. Massively
so. I would be so nervous right now. I wouldn't even be able to sleep. I'd be a wreck.
Mm. Yeah, I couldn't sleep last night, really. Mm.
So it's happening, it's tonight.
You join me at the world-famous Elstree Studios in London. To my left is the Big Brother house.
No way.
And to the right is the Strictly Come Dancing studio, which is in the George Lucas stage.
This is incredible.
That's off of Star Wars, of course.
Yeah. How's today been, Scott? What have they been making you do?
Today I've been practicing a bit. I've been into another fitting, which is they might make me wear a different outfit now.
Oh no, last minute costume.
Oh god.
What's happened?
Yeah.
You split it?
Apparently I need to look a bit more Latin.
Oh my word.
Because it's a Latin dance
right.
that I'm doing.
Does that mean a darker shade of tan as well?
No, not really. It just means, I mean, I don't think the dance, even though it is a Latin dance, will bear any resemblance to anything Latin, so I told them not to worry.
I love the idea of producers running around going, we need something more Latin for Scott.
That does happen. That absolutely happens.
Is the dance ready?
What?
Is the dance ready? Have you gone through it at least once, like properly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get to do it again this afternoon with the band, you see, because I've just been rehearsing to the actual track for the last 3 weeks. So it's a bit different with the band, because obviously they're playing it live. Mm. But I've been listening to the actual track and rehearsing to the actual track. So you have to be aware of it, that it's not going to sound exactly the same. So you get to do it another time with the actual band. The band were here. I got here at just after I did Radio 1 breakfast this morning. So I got here about 9:30. The band were here already, just in tracksuits, rehearsing. So good.
We heard there might have been problems with the floor, Scott. Has that been sorted out at your request?
The floor is quite slippy, and yesterday when there is a little slide during the routine, and yesterday the slide happened before it was supposed to because it's quite slippery, the floor. So I've now had rubber put on the soles of my shoes.
Oh, you're the one sliding.
Yeah, I was sliding too much. Yeah,
I
nearly fell over. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to
worry about.
Have you had a chance to sneak a little look at some of your competition and see like who's good and who you reckon they'll be out first week?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Who do you reckon your biggest competition is?
My biggest competition, everyone.
The entire lineup.
Yeah, I tell you who is quite good. I said this morning. But thinks he isn't, or he's playing that card of like, oh, I'm no good, all right.
Yeah,
I can see. He just looked light on his feet, doesn't he?
Yeah, but like when we were practicing way back, like a month ago, he didn't have it, but I think he's got it now.
You do sound quite stressed though, knowing you quite well. You sound quite anxious.
Funny that.
But what I was going to say is if you do have a chance, it's quite cool that you're on Strictly Come Dancing. Will you give us a wink? To let us know that you're thinking of us.
Yeah.
Well, where do I wink?
I don't know.
Right down the camera.
Well, there is a bit at the end where I do come right up close to the camera and they've told me to look at it in a kind of sexy way, which I'm not doing.
Oh, wow.
but, I mean, maybe that could be the time for the wink if I remember. Cool. But there's a lot going on in my head, do you know what I mean?
Get the wink on there. Yeah, do the wink there.
I'll try.
It's a challenge.
What about a sort of point? Okay. What about a point and wink? Is that too much?
No, just a wink.
Just a wink. Okay, cool.
There's already a point. There's several points.
Well, look, you've got lots to do, Scott. You've got to end up looking more Latin by tonight, so we'll let you get off.
Yeah, okay, that could take some time.
And we're all rooting for you, Scott. You'll be fine. You'll be
all right. Thank you. So, and remember, this week you can't vote, so it's all absolutely fine. Just the judges.
Good.
It's 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock tonight, BBC One, watch.
Brilliant.
Go on, Scott.
Watch and enjoy.
Thanks, Scott.
See you there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right.
I've got this idea.
I can see the cogs turning in your head. Well, I can't see him. It looks like you're thinking quite...
Last week, it was round about... In fact, it was this time last week, I was on my way back from holiday and I was really tired because it'd been quite a long flight. I'd gone away to Bali. I came back and I started getting these phone calls on my phone, and it was from random people offering me these weird jobs.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And I just remember being really tired and really confused about it. And it turns out what had happened is Scott had changed my out-of-office message, you know, the one you get when you're on holiday and it will automatically reply to people. He added my phone number to it and I didn't know this. So I started getting all these random calls and I've been waiting for a moment to get some revenge for that.
Okay.
And I think I may have just thought of something.
Go on.
Well, I just thought there's loads of people offering Scott support, loads of people texting and tweeting offering Scott support.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I think right now, whilst he's not here, what I'd quite like to do is just connect those people straight to his phone.
Right.
And basically set up a Scott Mills Strictly hotline.
Because that's what he probably wants, isn't it?
Yeah, he seems really anxious and really stressed right now, which for me seems like the perfect opportunity to get people calling him.
Yeah, so if you're sort of concerned about his well-being, just wanted to sort of say directly to him, you want to wish him well,
yeah,
that's what the hotline's for.
Or if you just want to ask him anything, ask him any questions. I think now's the time to do it, whilst he's there really stressed with rehearsals.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you really want to support Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, make the messages nice and all. But I just quite like the idea of connecting people straight through to his phone. We can do that here.
Do you think it's going to annoy him?
Possibly.
Well, in that case, I think we should definitely do it then. Strictly Hotline's on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Should we do it?
I'm ready for it. I mean, Scott's in rehearsals right now, so he won't be able to hear any of this. He's too busy and stressed.
All right, if you're sure, let's take a call then.
Hello, who's that, please?
Tara.
Hello, welcome to the Scott Mills Strictly line.
Hi.
Would you like me to connect you?
Yes.
Bear with me, caller.
You're good at this.
Okay, Tara, connecting you now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Scott?
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I'm just ringing to wish you... Oh, I'm so glad that you're doing Strictly this year. I'm just ringing to wish you good luck.
Who's that?
It's Tara.
Sarah.
No, Tara, with a T.
Tara?
Yeah, Tara.
Okay. Remind me.
Oh, how rude. How rude. Are you rehearsing at the moment?
I'm just with a choreographer at the moment, actually, yeah.
Oh, what are you practising at the moment?
I'm not really allowed to say.
Oh, come on. Give me a little... I am a number one fan.
You're a fan?
Yeah. You know I'm a fan.
Okay.
What are you wearing there at the minute?
I am a bit busy at the moment, but...
Are you not wearing, like, feathers and sequins at the moment, then?
Not at the moment, no. That's later on.
Oh, do you not wear your outfits to do the rehearsals? I'm just really
not
interested.
Really.
I've wanted to know for ages, the behind the scenes.
Listen, I'm going to have to go because they're telling me that I have to go back in. Sorry, I just came out to answer this call.
Oh, I've only got like a little break there to speak to you. I won't be able to speak to you later on.
I know, but this guy has to see everybody today, each of the dancers. So,
wait for me though, can't he? He can wait for me.
Well, I've only got a slot with him for like 10 minutes, so I'm going to have to go.
Oh, don't be kinky.
I've got to go. All right, see you later. Bye.
Oh, no, don't leave me.
That was amazing, Tara.
I love this.
Was it all right?
Oh, great.
Do you think he had a genuine reason to get off the phone there, or do you reckon he just didn't want to speak to you anymore?
Scared, wasn't he? I mean, he thought I was a bit like Kathy Bates off of Misery. I'm the number one fan.
He's well stressed. I can hear it in his voice. Okay, good work.
I'm actually speaking to you. This is amazing.
I love this. I think this could be a great business idea for me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling the Scott Mills Strictly line.
Thank you very much.
You have a pleasant day.
You too. Take care.
The Scott Mills Daily.
She was pretty good, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Did sound like he was trying to get off the phone quite quickly with her.
Well, it's because he's got a really, really busy day.
Yeah. But you are right. I do really like this idea of just having a number. People can just connect straight through to Scott's phone. Let's take another call. Who's there, please?
Hello.
Who's that, please?
It's Josh.
Welcome to the Scott Mills Strictly line. Chris speaking.
Hi, Chris.
How are you today?
I'm not too bad, mate.
Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Leeds.
Am I right in thinking you're hoping to speak to Radio 1's Scott Mills today?
That is correct, yes.
Connecting you now.
Hello. Hi, Scott, it's Josh.
Who?
Josh. Just wondering how you're feeling about the Strictly Come Dancing, you know, the live shows that are coming up.
Sorry, who is this?
It's Josh. I was just wondering, like, how you're feeling about, you know, being viewed in front of, like, 10 million people on Strictly Come Dancing. Right.
I'm actually in the studio at the moment, and they're about to start the band again. So, are you from the paper that I spoke to earlier?
No. I'm just, like, I've rang through from the Scott Mills hotline, you know, for the Strictly Come Dancing, and he just put me through to you.
I don't know what that is.
It's basically just the hotline that they've set up so that we can give you a call and just give you a bit of, to see how you're doing, that sort of stuff. See how you're feeling.
A hotline?
Yeah. So how are you feeling about, like, the other contestants and stuff like that? Do you know, like, Pixie Lott? Do you feel like you can do really well against them?
I'm actually, like, right next to her now, yeah.
Yeah, and do you feel like you're going to do, because obviously, you know, it's proven that mostly the girls do very well on screen.
Yeah. No, I doubt that I'm going to be as good as her. How did you get my number, just a matter of interest?
It's like I said, it's just through the hotline that you know, the setup so that we could you know, go through and speak to some of the contestants on Strictly Come Dancing.
Right, just today's really not a good day for that.
I mean, just all I got is a couple of quick questions. Like, you know, obviously last year's viewings around about the 10 million mark. Are you feeling good about, you know, being viewed on dancing? Because obviously it's not normally your forte sort of thing. Normally it's just speaking on the radio.
No, never done it before in my life, so yeah, I'm quite scared, particularly today. Yeah,
you're loving the sequins and all that sort of stuff going on.
You just kind of, if you do this show, you've just kind of got to go with it, really, haven't you? It's not something that I would really wear, you know, outside of the show. Listen, I'm gonna have to get back to it because they're about to start up the rehearsal again. I need to go in there for that because it's part of it's the bit where we walk down the stairs at the beginning, and I can't miss it.
Are you sure? Are you a bit nervous that you might have a bit of a tumble on the stairs or anything like that on the first show?
No, I just need to go and rehearse it. So I'm really sorry I'm going to have to cut this short. Today is not a great day to be setting up a helpline or whatever someone's done, a hotline or whatever it is. So I'd appreciate if you didn't call again. But thanks very much for the good luck.
No worries, Scott. Good luck, mate.
I'm going to go. Yeah.
Bye. All right. Cheers. Bye.
This is my new favourite thing ever.
He's not enjoying that at all.
No, you were brilliant, Josh. That was spot on.
Thank you for calling the Scott Mills hotline.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Danny Howard. He's popping in a minute to play a bit of Real or No Real.
Up until Wednesday this week, Scott Mills was planning his first dance on Strictly Come Dancing to be Pink's track God is a DJ, but has since changed his mind.
Why would he change his mind?
I guess because it would be a bit cliched if he did a song about being a DJ DJ.
Yeah. But you know him better than me, Chris. Is that the sort of thing he'd pick?
I don't know. I'm not sure if he would be in charge of the music. I don't think you get to request your own songs. Might be wrong
with
that.
It'd be good if you did.
It would be good.
I heard there's quite a lot of DJ cliches been thrown at Scott since he's been on. Like the first dance he did they make him like sort of look like he was on the decks?
Yeah, he was the only one not dancing. Yeah. He was DJing behind.
Was he doing Emil Heskey?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I'm so proud of Scott for doing this, though. I know how nervous he is, and I know we've had some fun winding him up, but he genuinely wants people to support him and genuinely wants to go as far as he can in this competition.
Yeah.
And
he will.
I really respect how competitive I want him to be, but hopefully how he is going to be.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Oh, come on, Scott.
Come on, Mills.
Yes.
Team Mills.
But did he want to come out to God as a DJ?
I agree with you, Chris, about it. It's a little bit predictable, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
You know what I was saying about Scott Mills dancing to potentially a DJ song being a bit cliche? I take that completely back. Loads of people have messaged in saying that he's already announced on his Instagram that he's going to be dancing. Well, in fact, yeah, here's the announcement.
Hi, everyone. It's Joe and Scott.
Just to tell you, we're going to be doing a cha-cha to Robbie Williams and Rock DJ. This weekend is our first dance on Strictly.
Wish us luck.
Make sure you watch us Friday and Saturday night on BBC One.
Right, well,
so I think it's the perfect choice of a song.
Yeah, this didn't fall into the DJ cliche.
Go on, Mills.